الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم علمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا The name of the surah is Al-Mujadala or Al-Mujadila. Jidal means arguing, complaining. The beginning of the surah is called the Muqaddimah, the preface. Normally when you read the first three lines, you understand what the rest of the letter was. When someone sends an email also, or someone sends a message, or a son sends to his parents, the father just knows if the son says, Daddy, how are you? Sometimes when you are a student phoning his father, he says, Daddy, you say what you want? So since when you worry how Daddy is? That first line shows a lot of stories. The first line means, I'm not worried about you. I hope you're okay because I need something. The first line. The beginning of the surah explains an incident. But it is a muqaddimah for the surahs that's coming after. And what a unique muqaddimah. What's going to be mentioned in the surah, an address is given to three groups of people. One is to the people of Iman. One is to those who are looking at what's happening in the world. And sometimes the thought comes, that is Allah not watching? So the answer of that will come in the surah. That do you think Allah doesn't hear the cry of the oppressed? You hear little, you hear little, you might see little, and it affects me and you so much. The surah will explain, do you think Allah doesn't hear every cry? And how we will explain it. And at the same time, it speaks to those Muslims who sometimes in our own personal lives forget Allah is listening to us also. So sometimes we worry about that woman in another Muslim world, man, woman, girl, boy, that is Allah not hearing their cry. But we forget that in my own business, maybe there's a worker who's also crying. Because he needed something and I wasn't nice to him. I had my own issues at home, but I took it out on him. So he got no one to complain to, so that's the person who complains directly to Allah. Because where else you go? And when you got no door, except we only have Allah's door. But as long as we see other doors thinking, this is my door, this is my door, we knock on the door of Allah, very softly. But when a man sees every door closed, then when he knocks at Allah's door, he knocks loud. The beginning of this surah will show a knock of a woman. When she felt that me and my husband are now separated. And she said, oh Nabi of Allah, I can't be divorced. In this state of mind, what children, who will ever take me? Where do I go? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I can't help you. She will not leave knocking at the door of Allah until she says, Allah, reveal on the tongue of your Nabi. So much when a woman is in that. When a man is oppressed, sometimes he talks like that. Sometimes he says, oh Allah, what? And Almighty Allah gave him the right to talk like that. Which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, watch out for the curse of the oppressed. Because between him and Allah there is no barriers. So this surah will speak to the Muslim. That when we get together, sometimes we talk and we also forget Allah is listening. So that's the one. The surah will speak to the hypocrite. A hypocrite is a person who has the name of a Muslim. His father is a Muslim, mother is a Muslim, he might be living in a Muslim land. But when you look at his actions, he will show that he loves kufr and is upset with true Islam. He is called a hypocrite. He is told, you neither that side, you not this side. You save in face and you say, I'm a Muslim. But how are you behaving? He will be told, do you think your name is going to help you in front of Allah? It is you, your action, which will have to talk. Who are you making your friends? And when you go in the Muslim world, normally a hypocrite will be found in a Muslim world. When you will go in the Muslim world, you will find a Muslim boy or girl. They will be even ready to promote idol worship. And you will wonder, like, since when? How do you have that? But when a person searches for something besides Islam, Almighty Allah opens up the filth of the world to him. And then it becomes so entertaining and enjoyable that a Muslim is happy to show the waves of kufr on his body or in the life around him. You'll enter into his house, you'll see idol worship, you'll see Satan worship, you'll see stars, you'll see fire, you'll see marks, you'll see blood. Then you ask him, what is all of this? He's gone to the rain, he went to the clubs, he's taken the drug. So his name is still Ahmad, it hasn't changed. But at night he hasn't got the life of an Ahmad. He has taken preference to a life of kufr and death associated. Almighty Allah will speak to him. That do you think what you are saying is not being heard? And Allah Tabarakullah speaks to the disbelievers. Especially those disbelievers in the world, and there are many, who really think they can defeat Almighty Allah. The war that is carrying on now, touching 10 months. When that war started, I don't think those people thought the believers of that blessed land of Gaza will survive 10 days. 10 months have gone. 10 months. And what the news shows get. So when we see so many have passed away, the news will never explain that how come the war hasn't ended and the flag of defeat gone up. There has to be something carrying on for those soldiers to continue bombing. You continue bombing because the enemy is still there. How after 10 months you couldn't find a small group of people standing against you? After 10 months. It was just about 3 days ago that in Rafah they had set up an operation center. That from here now we will work out. Allah Tabarakallah gave such courage that they attacked the operation center. They attacked the operation center, center of the operation. And obviously the attack has to be now what we call it a guerrilla attack. You attack and you go. But to go right for the center, if a person understands Afghanistan, now when people visit Afghanistan, they will take you to the centers of the American occupation. And how the Mujahideen used to just wait for the chance to say, who's ready to attack that main fort? For them it was a thrill, like, just go for it. Shoot 3 bombs and run. So even if we kill no one, just the bomb will make those people not sleep for nights. Then how did the bomb hit? And that's what happened. After 20 years, so much of mental torture the occupiers had. But if you go in the country and you ask, where are the soldiers who came to fight in Afghanistan? You will find them in the Western world in mental hospitals. And then you will find, where are those who fought? You might find a man without a leg, but he's smiling also. He never went through mental torture. You will find him, he went through physical torture. He will say, my body, sometimes at night, the pain is still severe. They used to make them sit in such manners. But you'll spend 2-3 hours with him, and you will understand his mind was not affected at all. Allah Ta'ala speaks to this group of disbelievers who feel they can destroy the deen of Allah. That people in the past also tried. Do you think you are not being heard? So 3 groups. But how the beginning starts. In the time of the Arabs, there was a thing called zihar. Zihar, zahrun, means your back. So one way of an Arab divorcing his wife was to say, get out. I divorce you 100 times, 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times. Allah Tabarakallah through Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought an end to that. You can't talk like this. If you divorce your wife 3 times, game over. Another sentence they had, they used to say to their wife, you are like my mother to me. meaning you like the back of my mother. How my mother's back is not permissible for me. You are like that. Just get out. So it was a very stupid sentence, because how can your wife be your mother? But it was a sentence which they used to degrade, to mock. And they say, just get out of my life. You like the back of my mother. And later on, when they wanted her back, so because the tongue was on, this word was on the tongue, sometimes it comes out at the wrong time. So the first vihar that took place in Islam was on this occasion. Sahabi radiallahu anhu, he was of age, he came home, his wife did something which irritated him. So becoming angry, he said what they would normally say, you are to me like the back of my mother. And she looked at him shocked. And then he said, what did I say? So he says, no, don't worry about it. She said, how can I not worry about it? She said, I will not come to you until Allah's Nabi decides. Because this is a divorce, and the Arabs regarded it as a divorce that cannot ever be brought back together. A complete cut. You will never become halal for me after. So she pulled back, but she started crying, he started crying. She comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, that my husband, when he married me, I was young, I was beautiful. Then I bore him children. Now my body has become loose. Now I have reached an age. And now he wants to let me go. Where am I going to go? Then she says, I got children. I got young children. In dhamamtuhum ilayhi ba'u. If I have to tell my children, go live with your father, go look after them. وَإِنْ ضَمَمْتُهُمْ إِلَيَّ And if I bring them to me, جَارُ There will be no food in the house. I don't earn. Oh Allah, Nabi, make a plan, make a way out. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I can't find for you anything. Meaning nothing new has been revealed to me. So it's the old law. She said, how can it be? He said, that's how it is. How can it be? So she started. Only one door. Aisha radiallahu anha's words. She says, this woman looked up to the sky. She looked up to the sky. Allahumma inni ashku ilayk. She said, oh Allah, where else do I complain? I complain to you. Shiddata wahdati. How hard it will be to be alone for me. I won't manage. Wa ma yashukku alayya min firaqi. If I have to separate from my husband, life is going to be hard. Then she looks up again and says, Allah, Allah. And then she says, oh Allah, reveal on the tongue of your Nabi. So much. And then wahi starts. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls her. When she comes, she says, khayran, meaning the news, is it good? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiles and he starts reading his verses. The verses start in this manner. Qad sami'a Allah. Indeed Allah heard. Indeed Allah heard the complaint of the one who complained to you regarding her husband when she complained to Allah. Aisha radiallahu anha would explain it so beautiful. She would say, all praise is to Allah. All praise is to that Allah. Wasi'a sam'uhu al-aswat. Whose hearing encompasses all voices. She says, قَدْ جَاءَتْ الْمُجَادِلَةِ The woman came, the complainer came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, complaining. She says, and I was in one corner of the house, of the room, and the house of Aisha radiallahu anha was very small. فِي نَاحِيَةِ الْبَيْتِ She says, and I could not hear what she was saying. Right next to me she was, but because she was so in a mood, she was like mumbling her words. She said, and I could not hear what she was saying. She says, amazing is that Allah, that what I could not hear right next to my wall, she was being heard right from her neck. God is Sami'a. Now all of us know Almighty Allah is everything. But when you see something in front of you, that I couldn't even hear it, and Almighty Allah says, but I heard it. I heard it. This is the beginning of the surah. That don't ever think your voice is not being heard. When you lift up your hand, there's no difference between us and that woman who complained. She said, oh Allah, we say, oh Allah. Which one alim said so beautifully, the giving hand will never change. It is the receiving hand that changes. She looked up and said, oh Allah, we have to look up. She got results, we can get results. Now on that muqaddimah, that beginning, Allah Tabarakallah speaks to the different groups. Group number one, those who feel they can destroy the deen of Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحَادُّونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ Those that have made war with Allah and His Messenger. كُبِتُوا كَمَا كُبِتَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ They will be disgraced like how many before them were disgraced. يَوْمَ يَبْعَثُهُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا On the day when Allah will gather all of them. فَيُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا And then Allah will inform them of everything they have done. You may think that man today oppressing. He says, drop that bomb. Send that Messiah. There's a school there. There's people in the school. So what? Kill them all. But within a few days, he'll forget what he had done. Then he'll reach an old age where memory left will go. They might one day bring him in the court also. He might one day be tried for the crimes of against humanity. But then they'll just tell him, put him in jail, he can't even remember at that moment anything. Allah Ta'ala says, a day will come where man will be reminded of everything. And the reminder will not end on anything. Every action will purchase a certain level of punishment. Every action. One will be the punishment of just showing man his actions. One will be the punishment of just showing man his actions before the punishment. Because it will be shown you did this. But when this will be shown, the action, the punishment behind it will also be shown. So you won't be thrown into the punishment. It will only be shown this is what you get. But leave that. Let's look at another action of yours. And this is what you get. Leave that. And this is what you get. One major part of the punishment on the day of Qiyamah, Jahannam will be punishment. What is called Hashr. On the plains of Qiyamah there will be punishment which we can never understand. It will be like this. You will see the punishment, Allah save us all. And man will see it so real, it will be as though he's been punished. And when he can't manage at all, imagine when the angel says, this is just a picture. The taste is still going to come. There's going to be a taste, then there's going to be drowning into it. فَيُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا Almighty Allah says, we were informed how beautiful Quran is. أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ They forgot what they had done, but Almighty Allah corrected it all. أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ إِحْصَى means, I got all your records, you forgot it. أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوا Because وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَيْءٍ The moment in the land of Gaza, reporters say that still the government is not allowing us to enter. 10 months. Why don't they want us to see? What do they want us to see? They have committed such crimes that they themselves know even a non-Muslim cannot see this. So they feel if no one sees it, the crime will be forgotten. Allah Ta'ala says, and Allah is a witness over you. Where would you hide? Then Allah Ta'ala speaks to this second group, or general to all. Allah Ta'ala says, Alam Tara, don't you understand that Allah is aware of whatever happens in the heavens and the earth? There is never a gathering of three people. مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَى ثَلَاثًا There is never a gathering of three except that Allah is the top. This is said to the believer and to the hypocrite. Sometimes we get together and we mock somebody else. And he says, anyone's looking. Don't tell anyone. No one must find out what happened. One person sends a message to the other. You're hurting somebody else's feeling. Allah Tabarakallah says, if you think it's only two of you in that conversation, and after that you press the delete button and it will be forgotten, he says, remember there's a third. There will never be a gathering of four except that Allah is the third. There will never be a gathering of six. Less than that, more than that. Adna min dali. Akthara illa huwa ma'ahum. Except that Allah is with them wherever they are. ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And Allah will also inform them. Them means now us and hypocrites. First the disbelievers were told. Now Almighty Allah saying, you also watch out. You also watch out. Allah Tawarukala speaks to the people. Why must you get together and gather on evil? Why must you talk and encourage each person to do wrong? He says, don't you know Allah is listening? At the moment in Pakistan there's an issue that the government gave permission that if the army feels they want to tap in anyone's phones, they can tap anywhere. So naturally the people of the country are very upset. Very upset. One is because if you allow the government, the military to tap into everything, that man whose business is a little bit under, he knows all his extra profits are not going to come down. Because he can't make that phone call. More than that, there is that boy maybe doing something wrong with one girl. There was one town, they wanted to put up security. They wanted to put up security, see every car coming in, every car going out, because of crime. Some of the people of the town objected. So you wonder, like, don't you want security? They objected because they were scared that late at night when they were coming back into the town, after doing some wrong out of the town, people will start finding out, hey, this man here at night, he's always out of the town. He only comes at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. So sometimes your own life of privacy, you don't want no one to know. Allah Ta'ala says, don't ever think there's a word called private. There isn't. When that one woman's voice was heard, one woman, why would I ever think I'm in private? That's why some boys they write on their book, on their doors, give me my privacy. Meaning, mommy, you're not even allowed. They also have to read this. But there's no privacy for a believer. It's just a deception. That if I close the door, no one is seeing. There's no privacy. This surah was to teach us to work on this. That I am not alone. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu walks past a shepherd. The shepherds in the past knew this. And today, unfortunately, even the people of knowledge, Allah save us all, forgive us all, even we forgetting this. On that day, the shepherd knew it. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu goes past. The shepherd is a man far away from the madrasas. He is living with animals. He just reads his salah. He's a shepherd. So it's a hot day, they come past, he looks at the animals. He says, give me one of this, I'll pay you so much. The shepherd says, I'm not the owner. He says, I know you're not the owner, but where will your master even count? So many sheep. And if the master has to somehow count it, easily say to him, I think one wolf, because wolf is going to take a sheep. But I'll give you so much. The world of bribery, how does it come to an end? It is the fear of Allah. So the shepherd never knew it's Abdullah bin Umar. Abdullah bin Umar was just testing the shepherd. So he said, where will your master know? And the shepherd had said, فَإِنَّ Allah. Then where is Allah? The way he said it, Abdullah bin Umar returns home. As he's walking back to Medina Munawwara, he's repeating the sentence, Fa'in Allah, Fa'in Allah, but where is Allah? Where is Allah? Meaning the shepherd today taught me, Imam. Shepherd, Fa'in Allah. And you will see countries in the world with so much of security, so strict, trying to bring laws into place. But if the thought, Fa'in Allah, is not there, forget that non-Muslims have no Allah. It is unfortunately me and you, we forgot also this, Ain Allah. So we also cheat. We also lie. We also oppress. Ain Allah. In Afghanistan, when we had the chance to visit, sitting with one of the people, and these people are so humble in Afghanistan, you can be no one. Those leaders now will still sit to you and talk like a friend. You need their, because Allah. They don't understand that position has made me someone different. They still the same. They haven't changed. One example he gives, he says that some Chinese came, and they wanted a contract. So the person said that, if we get the contract, then this is for you. So he said that, what do you mean it's for me? He said, no, it's a gift. So he said, I told them, we don't take gifts. If you show us what you can do for the country, and we look at the different, we don't take gifts. So he says, that man laughed and he said, the whole world takes gifts. That without gifts, it doesn't work. So then he said, what I remember, he said something like this. He said, for so many years, I lived in the mountain. Besides that dry roti, that bread, and the tea that we used to make, we had nothing and we survived for 20 years plus. Hardly they would come down the mountains, because the occupiers were down, they were in the mountains. He said, 20 years. He said, before that, we fought the Russians. Again, at that time, we were back in the mountains. He said, now in this age of mine, does he really think that I must sell my akhirah for his one gift? He says, even if I have to now live on my tea and dry bread till the day I die, I already did it so many years. Why must I change now? Just for that man's gift. That is where bribery cannot come. Fa'in Allah. So when I sacrifice so much for Jannah, you expect me to lose it now. This age, fa'in Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, do you ever think you're in privacy? Remember the beginning of the surah, Qad Sami Allah. How Allah heard. Allah Ta'ala speaks to the believers that you don't be like a disbeliever forgetting Allah. You don't be a hypocrite forgetting Allah. You must be on one level. Allah Ta'ala says, O people of Iman, إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ. You have to be the opposite. Others get together to harm people around them. The people of Iman get together to benefit everyone around. Allah Ta'ala says, when you're sitting in a gathering, and the gathering is tight, but you got it. You might see this in the haram. Go in Ramadan, then you really understand it. Go on the 27th night of Ramadan, then you really, really understand it. If you get a place sitting after Maghrib, and somebody else, even an old uncle comes, and he says, can you make place for me? You say, Sanhu. I just grab this thing, I need to sit at the Isha, I'm not moving. How hard it is. Sahaba radiallahu anhu around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they had their place, and some others came late. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted someone to make place for the other. But no one was standing up, you don't want to lose your spot. Then he pointed to some, he said, will you stand up? Actually they felt a little, why couldn't he come early? But he stood up. Some of the hypocrites said, look at this. Look at this man. He's not just to his people. Allah Tabarakala immediately reveals. The tongue of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the talk of Allah. But he would not say he was too shy to shout his companions. On his tongue Almighty Allah would shout. O people of Iman, when it is said to you, make place in the gathering. Meaning open your hearts, make place. Fafsahu, make place. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting. Somebody else comes in. Nabi also moves. The person says, oh Nabi of Allah, this is enough place. Why you have to move? He says, it's the right of a brother on his brother. But when he comes in, his brother must move. Allah Tabarakala teaches us, we need to go to a very high character. Very high. Allah Tabarakala teaches us this year when we drive in. They call it road rage. A believer doesn't get that. When we driving in the car behind us needs place, don't be so stingy to say get lost. Just move place. إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ That man needs to go toilet urgently maybe. Whatever it is, if he flushes one time, just move. وَإِذَا قِيلَ انْشُزُوا فَانْشُزُوا If it is told, stand up. Stand. If it is told, stand, stand. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will get some people in the world, they have become the slave of the gold and silver coin. He said, they lost everything. They lost everything. And he said, the opposite. He said, what a wonderful person that man is. What a wonderful person that man is. That if he is told, today you will be in the protection of the Muslims. Hirasa. Kana fil hirasa. He says, no problem, boss. And if they tell him the army is going out, but you will have to be in the back of the army, he says, no problem. Kana fil siyaqa. He's so simple that even if he has to intercede, they will tell him, yeah, but don't worry, we'll decide it. No, no, we're not worried about it. And he's like, no problem. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what a wonderful person this is. Who will ever be ready to give his place away? Who will ever be ready to stand and make place for somebody else? Especially when it is someone you don't like. Who will do it? It is the one who knows that Allah is watching and seeing. He will feel shy. He will feel shy. You sometimes have a student. Students have a lot of jealousy. Lot of jealousy. One hates the other. But if the ustad walks in the class, and the second fell down, the first might be saying, please die. Because then I don't have to compete in the end of the year, I'll come on first, you get. But if the ustad walks in, immediately he'll go down and he'll start pressing like, what's wrong, what's wrong, why? The ustad is looking. Only because of the ustad, he forgot the jealousy he has to somebody else. Why? Because the eye of the ustad is valuable. If we do have jealousy for others, anger for others, enmity for others, it's a natural thing in the heart. Someone does you down, someone acts funny, someone says a hard word to you, hate the person. But when the eye of Allah becomes valuable, then the man will say that myself I would not have done anything for you, but for Allah I'll do it. This verse says, when it is told to you, stand. Stand. Now that Sahabi who came in the front of the gathering, he was so happy, today I'm sitting in front of Allah's Nabi. Full attention is to me. And now he is told, when you go in the back and make place for this one who just came, how he feels? Almighty Allah says, and don't worry about how you're going to lose out. You came in front so that you can lift up in your levels of spirituality. Almighty Allah says, when it is told to you, move to the back. Move. وَإِذَا قِيلَ انْشُزُوا فَانْشُزُوا If it is told, stand up and go in the back. He says, go. If you worry, how will I progress then? يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمِنُوا بِكُمْ Almighty Allah says, we will lift you. We will elevate you. You came in the front for us. If ever there's jealousy, enmity, anger, it's a natural thing you have anger for others. Natural. Some people you just don't want to do any favor for. And that person needs a favor. That's when you will say, Allah, this one I'm doing for you. I'm only doing it for you. And had you not been here, I would have said, just die. Just die. Because your eye is very valuable. All got to do with قَدْ سَمِيَ اللَّهُ Indeed, Allah heard it all. Allah sees it all. And then the final is when in a believer, he has so much of istighzar, so much of understanding of Allah being in front. that the thought of it covers him so much, it breaks all his what we call worldly issues. Natural love is the love for your father, the love for your mother, the love for your brother, the love for your son. Natural love. But when this thought, this eye of Almighty Allah, the yearning of Allah becomes, it overpowers everything. Until the time comes when Allah Tabarakala says, إِنَّ الَّذِي قَدْ لَا تَجِدُ قَوْمًا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. You will not find people who have brought true iman on Allah and on the day of Qiyamah. يُوَادُونَ مَنْ حَادَّ اللَّهِ. Showing true love to those who are the enemies of Allah and His Rasul. وَلَوْ كَانُوا آبَاءَهُمْ. Even if it has to be their fathers, their sons. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's father, Abu Quhafa, accepts Islam later on. Before accepting Islam, he was very angry against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion he criticizes, Allah's Nabi criticizes in very bad words. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu just stands up. He really had love of his father. He just stands up and he smacks his father. Abu Quhafa falls to the ground. People start talking. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informed. He says, Abu Bakr, you smacked your father. He says, yes. He says, don't ever do it again. How could you smack your father? He says, oh Nabi of Allah, if there was a sword nearby, I would have taken his throat also. Forget the smack. He spoke against you. In 1 second, all that love of your father. Why? Because my Allah is looking. How can in front of my Allah I say my father cursed my Nabi? And I said, Daddy, don't say this, I walk out. He said, if there was a sword nearby, I would have taken the sword. How do you say, stop, don't do it again? There is that level. Almighty Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ. They are those people who Allah wrote in their hearts iman. وَأَيَّدَهُمْ بِرُوحٍ مِّنْ. And Almighty Allah has aided them with power from His side. They explain power as Quran. They really benefit from Quran. One Qad Sami Allah was enough for them. One Qad Sami Allah. One verse of Quran would change their entire understanding. And Allah will enter them into gardens under which rivers will flow and which they will remain forever and ever. Radiallahu anhum wa radu anhum. Allah is pleased with them. They are pleased with Allah. Remember the explanation. This is not regarding only Sahaba. Almighty Allah ends the surah saying, you will not find any nation who has brought true iman in Allah and His Nabi. It could be the people in the past and it was them. It can also be the people at the end. And may Allah make it us. If we can reach this level, and Qad Sami Allah is the beginning part of it. Allah heard. To reach that level where someone says, just do me a favor. And you say, Fa'in Allah. But then where is Allah? Then this last verse can also apply to us. Radiallahu anhum. Allah was happy with them. They are happy with Allah. Ula'ika hisbullah. Indeed, this is the army of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala make us all from that army. Ala inna hisballah humul muflihun. Listen well, it is only the army of Allah that will find complete success. To become that army, but the beginning part of entering this year is Qad Sami Allah. To understand that Allah hears it. To appreciate the hearing of Allah and to fear the hearing of Allah. Allah Ta'ala create the thought. Effort has to be made in this year. Effort has to be made. The shepherd got it because of the error of Mubuwa. It was a pure error. The shepherd could say, Ain Allah. His one Ain Allah had such an effect on Abdullah bin Umar. That Abdullah bin Umar, whose iman is on what a level, he walks home saying, Ain Allah, Ain Allah. Today, me and you, we need to go and learn from the shepherds. So effort has to be made to get this again. Where is Allah? For that effort, Whenever we hear the alarm that says that our success, your success, whenever we will hear Jamaats going out and they will say going out for our own Islam, they will say we need to leave the comforts of our own houses, our own areas, and then they will say why, so that that true understanding of the being of Allah comes within us. We might say that, am I not a believer? But are we the believer who says, Ain Allah? So where is Allah? Effort has to be made to take our iman to that understanding. That my every voice is heard, it will change my dua. My every voice is heard, it will change my actions. My every action is seen, it will change the way I behave. Allah Tabarakala grant us tawfiq that we also make this effort. Inshallah, tashkeel will take place for a few minutes. Allah Tabarakala put it in our hearts. That those that are always going out, we make intention that we also need to go and learn this. Those that have never gone in the path of Allah, we also stand up. And we say, oh Allah, I also need to be able to learn to how one day say, Ain Allah. Then where is Allah? So inshallah, let us give our names. The skill will be made for a few minutes.